Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Gary Rabine, and he joins us right now. He's a Republican candidate for governor in the state of Illinois. RabineForGovernor.com if you'd like to learn more about him as we discuss the important issues. Gary, welcome to the show. We really are grateful to have you here today.
Annie, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. Tyrus, I love that guy. He's a no-nonsense, common-sense guy like myself. Just a fun-loving person, and I got to read his book now. I was halfway through my book when I decided I was going to run for governor, and it's on hold for now. But my book is called Ditch Digger CEO. I've got a podcast that I've done about 62 episodes, all on extreme rags to riches stories and entrepreneurship, like my own. My story is the first one. I have 61 others, but it's all about great stories of rags to riches and entrepreneurship. That's a lot of fun. But that's who I am, and I'm an entrepreneur that's been building business for 40 years. And now I'm upset about our state of Illinois, the condition it's in, how we're chasing jobs and business away, where we become a place where, we want to be the oasis. These crazy people, this Pritzker, this crazy governor, this lousy leader, and our mayor of Chicago, Lightfoot, they want us to be the oasis for abortion in the country. This is craziness.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that before I get to some of the economic stuff and more on that rags to riches idea. The state of Illinois, he's been bragging about how people are coming to the state of Illinois already, and he wants to be the bastion of hope for women who want to abort their babies. There has to be a way that the state of Illinois can support these women without being the destination for abortions for them. And I'm curious about your position on that particular issue, because Illinois is a leading state in being pro-abortion.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm a person that understands the value and the blessings of opportunity. I started with nothing as a young man, 18 years, doing maintenance on driveways, became the biggest paving company for commercial parking lots in America. And so this blessing of this American dream is something that we have in front of us, that these crazy people will diminish or extinguish if we let them. Okay, well, when I look at the abortion situation, it's a matter of hope. When we have young people in our state of Illinois, that we tell them they must go to college or they're losers, and not go get a job and get married, then have sex and have babies, right? That's not the message. It's let us teach you sex education, graphic sex education, in first, second, third grade, and let's teach you that it's okay to consider sex and all these things at an early age. I mean, we're becoming a very evil state, and we've got to fix it.
I agree with you on that the way we are educating our kids right now does not push them in a direction to make age-appropriate decisions. And there's obvious politics that is seeping its way and has been, let's be real, for years and years, probably decades. Over the course of time, it's grown and grown and grown that the politicians in our state, but also in our country, are looking to infiltrate the classroom because that's the most impressionable a human is ever going to be when they're a child. What do you personally think that you can do as a governor to stand up for parents who are not saying, to be opposed to this doesn't mean you're opposed to other people's lifestyles. It's just that I want to educate my kids on these particular issues in my home, and I don't want a teacher being responsible for doing this. It doesn't seem like an irrational demand for me as a parent of four children. What do you think your role as governor can do to help protect those rights for parents?
Well, first of all, as leaders of any type, we need to lead and we need to understand history. These people don't want us to understand history. And history shows us that this is a Marxist movement. This isn't okay. It's not just, oh, it's just, this is just a temporary thing. It's no big deal. It's society today. It'll change. No, this is a Marxist movement. And this is what they've done in countries across the globe to go from a free society to a socialist, then communist society. They're talking about it and bragging about it, okay? We need to stop it. And when I say this, you know, what we're teaching our kids in schools today when it comes to the graphic sex education, that would be it would be child porn 3 years ago by standards of Illinois sheriffs, okay? I talked to all these sheriffs. 3 years ago, that would be considered child porn, and they want to know who the heck put these in there. We got to go after them, okay? Now it's okay, and it's actually part of our culture, all right? We got to stop that, all right? Then when we look at the CRT, you know, Annie, I've got a family of all different, you know, I've got my black nephews and nieces, Mexican nephews and nieces. We've got all colors of in our family. And when I'm with them for holidays and different times, so my nephew lives with me today. He's a young black man. When I talk to my nephews, nieces, and my kids, right, I want them never ever to think of themselves as victims. And I want the other, you know, some of them never to think of themselves as the problem to victimhood. And this is what we're teaching. This is what we want. These people want to separate, divide, and then rule. And they want everybody to be sheep. And this is what they're doing, and we have to understand it. We have to stop it. I'll be a governor much like DeSantis. I'm of the same type of leadership. Mine comes from business, not from military. But I respect military and business leaders more than anybody else. I've been leading people all my life, and I'll continue to lead in a way that holds on to our American values.
We're speaking with Gary Rabine, Republican candidate for governor in Illinois. Go online to his website, rabineforgovernor.com. You bring up DeSantis. Would you like to see a parental rights and education bill in the state of Illinois, like DeSantis has successfully passed through the state of Florida?
I stated that right after he did. I admire people that get out there and do things that are different, differentiate themselves. And my businesses, I've been differentiating all my life to be successful. We have some world-class companies in our group of companies. And it's because we've differentiated and we've stuck our head out to make decisions other people are too afraid to make. Okay, DeSantis is one of those. He's a leader that doesn't care where the wave is taking society. He understands what's right and wrong, and he stands up for what's right. I'm the same exact character. I don't know, Annie, if you know this, but when Biden put the mandate out, the vaccine mandate out, all right, I was watching that before he put it out because he announced it 2 months before he did. And I called, I was a founder of an organization called Job Creators Network about 12 years ago. That organization, from us founding it, is now about 400,000 business owners strong across America. We fight stupid, bad regulations. This was the granddaddy of all of them. To tell our employees they must get vaccinated was wrong, unethical, and unconstitutional. We knew that. So I myself and the CEO of that organization, we filed a lawsuit against Biden in October, and we won at the Supreme Court level January 14th. So there's 80 million working people that were free of taking a vaccine from there on. And this is what we do. You do as leaders. You stand up against the grain. My friends, my people across the country said I was crazy, I was stupid. Investing my money in this, I'd never win. We won, and it was a big deal because we had freedom of vaccines and private companies across America today because of it. And we got to continue to stand up for what's right as leaders in America.
Hmm. We're speaking with Gary Rabine. You can check him out on Twitter at Gary Rabine. You talked about your book and a rags to riches story. Illinois has a story like that, but we've only been in the rags part and would like to get to the riches part. How would you manage to do that?
Annie, this, you know, I study economics. I'm a business person. I love economics, and I've got some of the best economic minds in the country. They're on my team. So when I look at the best economic advisors in the country's history, it's a guy named Art Laffer and another man named Steve Moore, who are amongst the best. I'll say amongst the best in the country over the last 50 years. These two are on my team. We studied Illinois. They both love Illinois. One's from here. One lived here a third of his life. Okay, we know how to solve the problems here. And it's really not that difficult, Annie. It's just like if we run our businesses. If we want customers, we got to treat them really good. We got to be competitive and give them a great product. Illinois does neither one of those right now, okay? So what does that mean? We have to lower our taxes, property taxes, to be the average of the country, not the highest, okay? We have to lower our regulatory environment to be average of the country, not the most burdensome. And that's what I'm going to do. And when we think about Illinois, Annie, we've never lowered property taxes. We've never lowered the regulatory environment and eliminated stagnant, bad regulations, okay? This is what I will do as the governor of Illinois in order for us to get back on our feet. And I'm telling you, it's happened across the country with great economic advisors like these. And it's going to happen here. We're going to bring the best team to the table in Illinois we've never seen before.
We're speaking with Gary Rabine right now. You mentioned Lori Lightfoot a little bit earlier. She tweeted out earlier this week that the SCOTUS leak and the potential threat to Roe v. Wade is, in her words, a call to arms for people in her community. And I assume that by her community, she means the LGBTQ community, not the community of Chicago, the one that she is employed to look after. She says call to arms, but there's probably, probably it'd be a challenge to find a less supportive Second Amendment mayor across the country. What's your thoughts reinstating the constitutional rights that the Illinois gun owner does have, but the Illinois government has wormed its way in between that gun owner and the Constitution as much as possible?
Yeah, so I'm a constitutional carry, fan of constitutional carry. I'm a concealed carry person. I've been shooting guns since I was a young man. Taught gun safety as a very young person, and then began shooting 10, 11 years old. My dad has been a very, very large, big proponent when it comes to these things. So I was taught these things at a young age, and we have a very safe environment around my house with lots of guns. Right, my family all understands them well, and I believe that's what America is about. That's who we should be, and we got to continue to protect those rights. When you talk about Lori Lightfoot, though, when she talks about this threat against her rights and all this, think about if she really cares about her community, the black community, which again is part of my family too. Think about the black community. We right now they're 13% of the nation's population. 40% of the nation's abortions are in the black community, are black babies. Okay, think about the black community, how we're decimating the black community, and what would the black community look like today if Roe versus Wade didn't happen? Right, from all estimates I hear, the black community would be as much as 30% of our population. Right, so she should care about her community, the black community. As you can see, she doesn't.
Gary Rabine, one last question before we let you go. And I want to remind people that the St. Clair County Republicans is hosting a governor's forum here in Belleville at the Hofbrau House on Saturday. I will be moderating it. And Gary, I understand that you're going to be here in Southern Illinois then. So if people want to learn more about you, they can go to rabineforgovernor.com or come to that event and see you and a host of other candidates discussing these issues. You know, I hear you advocating for the lives of the unborn black babies in that specific instance, but I just want to know, as a governor, would you govern to limit abortion, to try to be one of the trigger states that if Roe v. Wade is to be overturned, that you would want it to be like those other states that say that we're not going to have abortions in the state of Illinois? How would you govern?
So, Annie, that's who I am, right? But you know, we adopted our last child, we've got lots of adoptive kids that we've helped, be adopted. My wife and I and our family, our foundation. I got to tell you, we don't stop letting babies die next to their mothers. If we don't stop third term abortions, right? If we continue to allow little girls at 12, 13 years old not to be able to notify their parents of an abortion, right? We're creating this environment where human traffickers and child traffickers are gonna call their favorite place. Okay, we're the home of the worst people in the country today because of these laws that we create, because of the sanctuary state that we allow to happen. So we got to go after these things fast and hard. Now, can we get to the point where we're Missouri? Boy, that'd be a beautiful thing, right? But we got to start with stop allowing babies to die next to their mothers. Stop third term abortions. Stop this lack of notification to a parent, right? Stop paying for abortions, right? We paid for 40,000 abortions last year. 10,000 of them, Annie, you may know this, came from out of state. Okay, so we're the abortion capital of the country now.
Yeah, it's a business model of the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois. It's good to talk to you, Gary Rabine. I look forward to seeing you this Saturday at that event, along with some of your other primary opponents in the Republican Party for governor of Illinois. But again, I've said this many, many times. Folks, if you're listening right now, you need to educate yourself on these candidates, because we have a lot of great opportunities, a lot of great people who are running for governor. And Gary, you were certainly one of them, and we're glad you came on the show with us today.
But Annie, we got a few of us that are conservative. We got a couple Democrats, so people need to be aware of that too, okay?
We'll talk it out. We're going to continue talking it out here. You come back on the show, okay, Gary? Thank you for being here.
You got it. Thank you, Annie. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, sounds great. RabineForGovernor.com is the website. I can't stress enough how much I want you to look into these candidates and take action by supporting one that you like, and getting involved in the process. It doesn't have to cost you a penny, but I promise you, if we don't beat Pritzker, it's going to cost you more than a penny.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.